earth and sky.
So we stand to lose perhaps the most magnificent environmental or ecological resource that the United States has.
You're listening to Upmanu Lal, director of the Columbia Water Center at Columbia University. He's speaking about the Florida Everglades, North America's largest wetland.
Essentially, we have a competition between human use, manifest as agriculture in the area, and the drinking water supply for the 6 million people that live there, and the simultaneous ability to sustain and nurture the ecosystem, which we have societally decided is important to us.
Human activity around the Everglades, which is essentially a shallow and wide river, has caused the wetlands to shrink and species to disappear. Dr. Lal is using climate models to determine how humans can restore the Everglades to a more natural state. He's trying to factor in the uncertain impacts of climate variability and change.
And that's a challenge because the natural system, as far as hydrology is concerned, mimics what goes on with climate.
Lal said climate change is likely to affect the region's temperature and rainfall patterns. A significant rise in sea level would allow salt water to flow into the low-lying freshwater Everglades. He said the goal of the restoration is to attain a balance between the natural ecosystem and human use of the area. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.